Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. A little Aerosmith bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Paul Hogan. Paul is the founder of Homestead Senior Care. Homestead.com is the website. He's a highly credentialed expert in the field of aging and dementia and the issues I'm calling it the fourth quarter, Paul. What do you think?
I'm in the
fourth quarter of my career.
Yes.
That's what I'd like to think of. What do you think? I'm not in the red zone. I'm not in the red zone yet. It's not the 2-minute warning, but I'm in the fourth quarter. I like the way that sounds. What do you think?
It sounds great. And the fourth quarter is so important in any game in life. More and more people are having a strong fourth quarter.
I am. I've never felt more alive or more relevant today. You know, even though I got a lot of young folks out there who probably think that I'm a fuddy-duddy, but they could learn a few things from you and me. I can tell you that. So let's talk about in your experience, working with folks who've been around the block a couple of times. What do you tell employers about hiring folks who've already retired from one job and they want to stay busy?
Well, we've seen it for 22 years. When my wife and I started Homestead back in 1994, it was true then. It's still true today. The people that tend to apply for our type of work are older, more mature workers. In fact, today we have 65,000 caregivers. A third of them are over 60, Jim. And in fact, we have some caregivers that are older than their clients. So these are people that come to us and they want to make a difference in someone's day. They want to do something meaningful versus maybe stand behind a checkout register at, you know, a retail store. They want to provide a little help for seniors who are doing all they can to
explain that
stay in their own home.
You're almost explaining what your company does. Tell the audience what that does, and that'll help them.
Well, Homestead Senior Care, we help seniors stay in their home instead of anywhere else. We provide companionship, light housekeeping, meal preparation. We do personal care, Alzheimer's and dementia care. We do hospice support, all in an effort to help families keep their loved ones in their homes. And then,
what is your footprint?
We have 1,080 franchises in 14 countries, of which about 640 of those are here in the U.S.
All right, so you're franchising what you're doing. All right, so you're hiring elderly folks, older folks. You know, when you said that, it made me think of my mother. My mother loved to work, and maybe that's where I get mine. My mother and dad both really loved working, but my mother didn't have to work, but she took a job at 72, replacing a lady who retired at 65.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had one caregiver who was quoted in a story that a magazine did that. She said, "I got my stocks, I got bonds, I got a house and a car, but I got nothing that makes me feel good. That's why I'm a caregiver."
Right.
And this woman was nearly 80.
She's looking for meaning, right? I mean, meaning isn't that something that the humans want more than stuff? Don't we want meaning?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody wants meaning in their work, but particularly as you get older, that weighs a little heavier in your decision of where you want to spend your time. And when you can make a difference and have a personal relationship with a client, with another person who maybe is a little bit older, it can be a very enriching experience to provide that care.
You know, and I will tell you this, though. A lot of times, you know, outside of your industry, a lot of jobs that are available out there aren't conducive for older folks because they're technologically related, and a lot of folks haven't kept up with the technology. What do you say to the elderly, the older people who would like to go get a regular job, not a caregiver job? They want a business type job. What do you say to them?
Well, I think to those folks, you would want to, you know, retool your skills. And I think there's more and more companies like our company. We reinvest in our employees to get re-educated. And in fact, we have choice dollars that can be applied to tuition to learn new skills and opportunities and evolve. And I think there's a real opportunity for companies to wake up and realize the power of the cross collaboration that exists. And this is not just the old teaching the young. This is, goes both ways today, because never before have we had this where the young know how to, you know, how to communicate messages out there, but it's more experienced people that know what that message should be. And so there's huge opportunities for these
companies. And just how to behave in the market. I mean, we can learn a lot about technology from the kids, but the kids can learn a lot about life from us.
Absolutely, yes. And it's
showing up. Why you got to show up on time, right? That's one thing.
Right. Right.
And and ethics. There's a lot of ethical instruction that I think that the young people can use more of. And that has nothing to do with whether they're good people or not. I've said this many times. They're the best generation we've ever raised, but they need to spend more time at the knee of someone talking about ethics, I think. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so much value in the social capital that exists with an older population in terms of messaging, in terms of strategic direction, in terms of these types of things that only come from experience.
Paul, I got to wrap it up. Give us that website one more time.
Yes, homeinstead.com.
Thanks, Paul, for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Paul Hogan, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.